Facebook, there in your own home, give some praise unto the Lord. Amen. You may have your seats here this beautiful Sunday morning. It's an honor to have each and every one of you all here with us here this day. And I see some new faces, which is always a great sign that the Lord is still at work. Amen. And there's others that he's bringing in. So if you're here for the very first time, second time, we welcome you. And I pray, we pray that you have a life-changing experience by the presence of the Lord and what the person of the Holy Spirit's about to do right now, not only for your life, in your life, but through your life. And once again, we want to welcome you there through Facebook. Those that are viewing on here at this day, we welcome you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Been going through some hard times, but we can't let the hard times remove the excitement, the joy that the Lord has placed in our life by simply things that he has already done. The faith that stirs us this day and why we're here this day is because we know God ain't done yet. Amen. He ain't done with us yet. Amen. And so it's good news to know that he ain't done with our lives yet. And that should be encouraging unto you here this day. I want to, Grandpa's in the house with us right now. Amen. He keep telling us, hey, I go to church every Sunday. I go to church every Sunday. Amen. So I said, man, you're getting in the pickup with me today. We're going to church. Amen. He was up early, showering, shaving, getting ready, got his coffee on. We went and let the chickens out and made sure the chickens were taken care of. And I said, come on, come on, come on, Grandpa. It's time to get in the pickup. Amen. So it's good to have Grandpa with us here this day. Amen. And all y'all that are viewing on Facebook, and once again, those that are with us here in person, amen. I believe that the Lord is always speaking, and if there's ever a time for the Lord to be speaking clearly, it is now. It's the days that we're living in right now that at times, you know, through the ups and downs can become very confusing. Even being a Christian can become very confusing, even when you're in obedience, doing the right things and making the right moves. The life we live in right now, amen, is very confusing right now. Horrible things are taking place in the news all around the world, in our backyard, amen. So I believe the Lord is speaking right now. And I challenge each and every one of us that are here, present this morning, those through Facebook, amen, that you really, really hear what the Spirit of the Lord is wanting to say to the church, to the body, which is you and I, amen? So with that, I believe last Sunday we had a real powerful service. A lot of the information that came was while I was up here, it wasn't on paper, and I said, Lord, I was asking the Lord for guidance and what to speak on this morning. And I'm going to recap on the message of last week in a different way. Amen. Using the same verses. Amen. And I'm going to be making 7 points. Amen. 7 points here this Sunday morning. Amen. That our retention, that we'll be able to retain these 7 points. I believe these 7 points that are going to be touched on here on this Sunday morning are very vital points within each and every one of our lives. Within each and every one of our lives. Some of the points are foundation. In order for your life to have success, your marriage, your children, the call upon your life to come to pass, You're going to have this foundational point that I'm going to be speaking about here this morning within your life. And if you find that you only have two or three of the seven, I want you to take close, pay close attention, but take good notes on these seven points that I'm going to be touching on. And do an intake on your life to see, are these seven points currently activated within my life? Amen. If you're here for the first time and you say, well, Pastor, I don't have one of those seven. It's okay. When I started, I didn't have one of the seven either. Amen. I had about 1,000 points in my life from the world of just a life of misery, amen, of addiction and all that that comes with it, amen. So here this day, I'm going to leave the title the same. It's a time to recognize Jesus through praise and worship. A time to recognize Jesus through praise and worship. As the worship was taking place right now, I was reminded by the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The last song was saying that, you know, you have rescued me. And my life was not only rescued by the Lord when I was lost and bound, but it was rescued over and over in Christ. And he took me back 7-8 years ago when we were on the south side and I was preaching hard and the church was doing really good, but then all of a sudden I got real sick with my liver, the kidneys, everything started going bad to where I was jaundiced already, getting yellow, and didn't have much time left to live. My time was up. And a lot of great men and ministers of our ministry have gone to be with the Lord because of the sickness of the liver, of hepatitis C and so forth. I had cirrhosis of the liver. I had all these things. And I remember one day it just came upon me. It wasn't feeling good. And I had got checked out and had all these surgeries on my liver, kidneys. And I was on my way out. And for one reason or another, from one day to the next day, death right around the corner, God chose to spare my life, and he reminded me that he saved my life when I was lost and bound, and he spared my life when I already had many years in the Lord from this liver that was knocking me out, and he said, I saved you with purpose, so I come not troubled here this morning, but in a good battle. In a good battle right now. The battle is fierce right now. It's supposed to be. We're living in end times. Amen. But I was reminded by the Lord here this day. He could have reminded me of a lot of things that he did for me, but he took me back to that one. Amen. And I was real grateful. And all of a sudden, just by being reminded by the person of the Holy Spirit and what the Lord has already done in sparing my life in Christ, I got that word from the Lord and says, I'm here with purpose today. I'm not here just to barely make it. I'm here with purpose to bring salvation through the power of the gospel, the preaching of the gospel for men and women and youth to have their breakthroughs, the call upon their lives to be known and to be applied and to come to pass. So all of a sudden, I was quickened here at the end. How? Through the act of worship. It was worship. As I was recognizing Jesus, as I was worshiping him, he gave me a word. He reminded me of one incident and how he spared my life. So I'm believing if he did it for me, he can do it for any of you all here this day. He can do it for anyone through Facebook, watching via Facebook right now. If he's done it before, he can do it again. So I'm encouraged here this day. And it came through acknowledging him through worship, just being grateful and thankful. See, you can still be grateful and thankful when things ain't going your way. And when you're in the midst of the battle, we got to get to the place of maturity as men and women and youth to be able to continue making the right moves even when everything's going wrong in your life. Amen? A time to recognize Jesus through praise and worship. 7 points. I'm going to read the 7 points, and then we're going to chop them up a little bit. Amen? The first one, in the time and day that we're living, we're going to need a guidance, and not of the world, not from our boss at a job, but we're going to need guidance from God and God alone. That's the first point here this day. We're going to need guidance that comes from the Lord. The second point I'm going to touch on this day is that if we're going to be able to follow and be guided by the Lord, by the person of the Holy Spirit, we're then going to have to need to have prayer and fasting within our lives. If we're going to want guidance from God, the way He speaks is through prayer. Amen, because prayer is not a one-way communication of us with the Lord, but Him as well with us. Prayer is a communication language between us and the Lord. Amen? The third one is, if we want guidance that comes from the Lord, we're going to need prayer and fastings incorporated within our lives. Amen? And then those two first steps will allow the third one, which is, will allow you to get in position. It will allow you to get in position. When you're seeking guidance from the Lord, you're praying and fasting, amen, naturally, it's going to put you in position. Each and every one of us know what it is to be in position. How many were in position in the world for many, many, many years? We were in position in the things and the cares of the world. And because we were in position in the world, we reaped the fruit of being in position in the world. So I strongly believe here this day, if we're seeking guidance from God, amen, and we're praying and fasting, and we're in position, we should then be able to be the recipients, amen, of what the Lord has to offer our lives. The fourth point I want to touch on this day is family. All these points tie in together. It includes each and every one of us here this day. These ain't 7 points for the pastor, 7 points for the leadership. But it's 7 points for each and every one of us, not only to know, but to apply within our lives. And the fifth point I'm going to touch on this day is God's Word. Is God's Word. God's Word, along with prayer and fasting and getting in position, is able to speak to our lives, to bring that guidance, that number one, the target there, a point called guidance. So if you want to be guided of the Lord and you want to know both sides of the coin, what the world has to offer and what the Lord has to offer, is in His Word. It speaks on what's negative and what's good for your life. Amen? We're going to need God's Word. Not homeboy's word, homegirl's word, boyfriend, girlfriend, I love you word. Amen? But we're going to need God's Word. A truth that is able to set any captive free, free indeed. Amen? And the sixth point that we're going to need incorporated within our life, amen, is praise and worship. You're going to have some praise and worship within your life. In the world, I don't care if your music was hardcore, metallic rock, or it was old rock and roll, whether it was rap music, oldies, amen, Puerto Rican music, mariachi music, whatever you were getting down to. I really believe that all of us, when we were in the world, everything we did had some music that went along with it, amen? Back in Texas, when we were clubbing, on one street called 10th Street, they had all these different types of clubs. They were all clubs, but one back then, there was disco music, you know? There was the disco music thing. So if you want to go to the disco place, you would go to, something 2000. You would go to disco. Then they had a place where it was all country. I'm from South Texas, all kicker dancing, amen? And then they had the clubs where it was just all hard metal, rock and roll, and so on. Each club had its own music for the people's taste, amen? You're going to have to acquire a taste for praise and worship that brings recognition unto Jesus. If you're going to have, and someone's going to have to throw some records, CDs away, cassettes, 8-tracks, whatever you've been holding on for a long, long time, amen? I know some of you got some stuff you say, I could never throw this away. Man, I remember when I used to play this, this would, the way I was getting down. Oh, when this song would come up, I was with her. When this song came up, I lost him. Or whatever it was, amen? Songs have a way of taking you to a place. And the seventh point I want to speak on this morning, that as well is very important, is finances. Is finances. Let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Once again, via Facebook, we're good to have you on board here this day. I'm just going to chop it up a little different than last week, amen. And I pray that you take notes of these 7 points that are about to be broken down now through God's word, not to the way I see it, but according to God's word, and that you can eventually apply them within your life. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. If you did not come with your Bible here this day, every scripture will be on the screens as well on Facebook there at the bottom of the screen. You will find the scriptures being given here this morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And the Bible reads, after this, the armies of Moabites and Ammonites and some of the Mennonites declared war on Jehoshaphat. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They are already at Hazan Tamar. This was another name for En-Gedi. Verse 3. Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news and begged the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. In verse 6, he prayed, O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are the ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor here on this special day, Lord. I pray, Lord, Father God, that you speak to every man, woman, and youth here this day, Lord Father God, that these 7 points, these 7 targets, be implemented within their lives, Lord Father God, implanted within their hearts, Lord Father God, that they may be able to apply them, Lord Father God, and be able to reap the fruit, the good fruit, Lord, that you have for each and every one of us. In your precious name we pray. And we all say in one accord, amen. Here in verse 3, Jehoshaphat at this time was the king of Israel. Amen. He was the king of God's people. And the Bible records in verse 3 that he heard some bad news that 3 other armies had gotten together and were coming around the corner, and they were a vast army. The Bible records in verse 3, Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news and began, and he begged the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. Jehoshaphat was not only the king, but he was a man of God that was in charge of God's people. And he had gotten wind that it was about to go down and that they were outnumbered, tremendously outnumbered this day. And him getting the news, amen, allowed him to become terrified, amen, to where he begged the Lord for guidance in what to do. Have you ever begged the Lord under a circumstance or bad news that you had received? No matter how big and bad you were in the world, you received some news that it felt like you were done with. There was no way out kind of news. I received a lot of that kind of news when I was lost and bound. I received that news in Jesus. A few weeks ago, I got some news like that. I said, God, what you gonna do, God? Please, God. The word of the Lord tells us that it was something that was too great. Even though Jehoshaphat had the title of being the king with authority and power, his authority and power was no match for the 3 armies that had gone together that were coming around the corner. And he knew it. See, there's sometimes within your life and my life that we got to reach a place in our life to say, what I've been doing year after year after year is not working. You got to reach a place within your life. And no matter how hard you have tried, what you've been doing has not been able to give you the results that you've been looking for. And you might say, I don't even do drugs no more. I don't even gangbang. I don't even drink no more. And I still can't get it right. I would have to ask you, where is your guidance coming from? Well, I'm the shot caller. I'm the one who, I call the shots. No, you don't. You're under somebody. Where is your guidance coming from? I would have to ask that. Who's guiding your life? Who's influencing your life is very important here this day. What's still influencing your life greater than the influence that the Lord wants to bring your life? What still takes number one spot in your life that belongs to the Lord? What has number two spot in your life? What has number three spot in your life? The things you swear up and down that you can't do without and that you'll never change. One, because you don't want to, and two, because you feel you just could never change this area within your life. I'm here to say that's the way I used to think. When I got saved, there was just no way that my life and the life I live was going to be changed by the Lord in some church. I doubted that my life was going to be changed, but here I am 23 years later, and my life has been redeemed. It has been changed by the power of God and God alone. And I have 23 years now seeking His guidance, not only in the bad times, but seeking His guidance even in the good times when everything's going good. Because I know, just as Jehoshaphat knew, that there was another battle coming around the corner. What's guiding your life, I would have to ask you here this day? It might be something that is good, something that's legal. It may not even be illegal. But just because it may not be illegal, don't mean it's going to bear godly fruit. So here Jehoshaphat knew they were outnumbered by far. So he went straight to the Lord, begging Him for His guidance. He put all the people to fasting. He knew what was about to go down was a God factor. He knew that none of his men or himself could bring the victory on that day. He knew if they were going to live, it was going to be based on what God did. It was one of those situations that Jehoshaphat, being the king, being the leader of the people, knew that this victory was going to have to come from the Lord. And I believe there's some here listening to me as I preach, that you got to reach that point within your life to know that the victory that you're seeking, the victory that you're acquiring, is going to have to come from the Lord. It's going to have to come from the Lord. Being nice, having a good job at one time was able to get people through this life we live in. But having a good job and money, wisdom and all those things don't cut it nowadays. We need victories that come from the Lord and the Lord alone. That goes for all of us. We need the guidance of the Lord. That's the first point. Second point is prayer and fasting within your life and my life, and what we're putting into our bodies, what we're putting into our thinking, what we're putting into what we look at. Amen? Influence comes by what you hear and what you see and what you want to be. That's why a lot of guys growing up in the corners here on the south side, north side, any side of town nowadays, they can be very easily influenced by the dope dealer, the gang banger, amen, that looks like he's got it going on. Don't have to go to school to acquire certain things that everybody's after. And here the Bible says in verse 3, amen. So Jehoshaphat was terrified by the news and begged the Lord's guidance. He ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. Verse 6 says that he prayed. Verse 6 says that he prayed, O God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are the ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. The king Jehoshaphat had a fasting life. He was not just telling the people to fast. He was modeling it. And
He was not just praying any type of prayer, but he was praying a prayer unto God that God was able, that he was powerful, that no one could stand against him, including the vast army that was right around the corner. King Jehoshaphat was sure of this. When he prayed to God, he was sure that God was able to do whatever he wanted to do, that there was no one that could stand against God Almighty. And I believe the times that we live in right now, that some do pray, but your prayer is a real shaky prayer, lacking faith. And we pray, well, I pray for my son, but I see God, here he is, you know. I know he ain't going to change, but, you know, I give you my son. I give you my daughter. Father, I give you my marriage. I know that this will never change, but, you know, I pray, Lord, you know, I have my marriage. Even though I know it's not going to change, it's going to get any better. And we pray prayers to God as if he's not able. Jehoshaphat knew that God was able. He knew himself and his people were outnumbered, but he knew God, and God alone was greater than the vast army coming around the corner. There's sometimes you just need one person within your life. And I want to let you know that one person that you need within your life is Jesus Christ Almighty. And he is powerful and he is able. He's proven it to me over and over and over that he's able. I put here that God, he knew God was able. So when you're seeking guidance from the Lord, amen. First point, and you have prayer and fasting taking place in your life. Second point, that alone creates a faith within your life to recognize the Lord as one that is able. Prayer and fasting and seeking guidance from God creates a faith within your life, not only to believe in God, but to believe that he is able to do anything and everything that you're asking of him. In verse 17, we go to the third point, and that point is being in position. Being in position. And here the instructions are given in verse 17. It says, but you will not even need to fight. Take your positions. Take your positions. How many have been out of position lately? Amen? See, you got to come to grips with your life. Don't worry about your spouse or your children. It starts with you. Have you been in position of the things of the Lord or out of position of the things of the Lord? You gotta be truthful with yourself, because we serve the Father of truth, not lies. In verse 17, the third point is taking your position. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions. It gives us further instructions. Stand still. And then it goes, the third instruction says, watch the Lord's victory. Watch the Lord's victory. Then it goes on to say, he is with you. Tell your neighbor, he's with you. Tell your other neighbor, I don't see him. Tell that neighbor that just said that, man, he's with you. Tell your neighbor, you're tweaking, man, he's with you. What do you mean you can't see him? How many were able to see all kinds of stuff when our position was in the world? Swore up and down, they were there. The next person saying, ain't nothing there, man. No, man, right there, right behind the bush, right there, right on the telephone wire, right behind the tree, behind the sun. You see it? See it? Man, there's nothing there, bro. How many were able, when you were in the world, in the dark, able to see things others couldn't see? And now we're in the light and we're blind to what Jesus wants us to see. I don't see him. He ain't with me. Yeah, he is. He's with you. Can you see him now? Some of you are saying, I see him. I see him. The situation that was taking place that day with the vast army coming around the corner, that they could see. And a lot of times the battle we're in takes our focus and allows us to be blinded to what the Lord is doing, what the Lord is saying. And he says to you and I this day that he is with us. That he is with us. He goes, he is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. He says, go out. Don't allow fear to stop you. Go out against them tomorrow. And he reaffirms it again, for the Lord is with you. Too many times we feel the Lord ain't with us. If that was the truth, I would be in Texas somewhere messing up right now. I wouldn't be in Milwaukee. I'm here in Milwaukee on an assignment from God. In obedience to what God wanted to take my life. That's why I'm in Victory Outreach Milwaukee. I'm on an assignment from the Lord. So being in position represents doing it his way. Doing it his way. You couldn't get high in the world doing it the Lord's way. So what makes you think, amen, that you can get high on the Lord Almighty himself doing it the world's way? It's a different pipe, man. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Even if you're blowing out smoke, it's not going to happen. The fourth point I want to draw out here this day is in verse 13, and it's family. We all have a family that members that we're concerned about. The outcome of their life. Man, what's going to happen? Is he going to die? Is she going to die? Man, mom and dad are up to no good. Grandma, grandpa's up to no good. What's going to be the outcome of their life? And I believe each and every one of us has someone to be concerned about right now that's going the wrong way. And some of those that you're concerned about could be in the things of the Lord going the wrong way. Verse 13, the Bible reads, they're all receiving instruction. They're all standing. They can hear this vast army coming around.
and they're listening closely to the instructions that are being given. Verse 13 reads, as all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and children. As all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, and children. There needs to be a concern that goes beyond your personal life, that is able to get to a place of seeing past your weaknesses, downfalls, ministry, and being able to hook up a family member or two that needs your help right now. The Bible says that when the Lord saves somebody, it's for the salvation is for the household. For me and my house will serve the Lord. And I believe too many times we get stuck within our lives and we can't see past our life. We can't see past our problems. And we're never able to become a live extension of the Lord and reaching our very own family members, our very own brothers and sisters. More or less, the lost and the bound, the stranger, hooked on dope, hooked on alcohol, gangbanging, strategizing murder right now as I preach. Too many times we can't get past our personal struggles. And we want to help. We want to help the condition of the city of Milwaukee, but we can't even help ourselves yet. And so the work of the enemy is to get you stuck in self. To let you never get beyond self. To be able to look out for somebody else's life. Family. Who do you currently know right now that's related to you or immediate family that's messed up? That don't need a little intervention, that needs a miracle. That needs God. And God's saying, I'm able. You are my miracle that I want him or her to see. That if I did it for you, I can do it for them. Family. The fifth point, found in verse 14 and 15. Jehoshaphat went to the Lord for guidance, got everybody in prayer, fasting. Everybody was in position. The families were there with their fathers. They were all together. Everybody was in position, listening. In verse 14 and 15, the word of the Lord reads, see, this is what takes place when you're in position. When your family, you're able to reach out to your family. God will give you a word. He will give you a word in your current battle that you are facing right now. But it's hard to get that word out of position. And when you're out of position, you'll get a word from a friend. They might mean well and giving you the best wisdom they have, but it ain't a wisdom to get you out of the bind you're in. In verse 14 and 15, they're all in position. And God starts to speak through a man. As all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives and children, verse 14 says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. His name was Jehezel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jezel, son of Matanjah,
a Levite who was a descendant of Asaph. He said, "Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen." He repeated himself twice. I'm repeating myself a lot because I want you to listen, because it's the word of the Lord for your life, for your battle, for your situation. If you want breakthrough on this day, if you want victory on this day. He said, "Listen, all of you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen to King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army." It was not only a vast army in opening up scriptures, but it was a mighty army. "For the battle is not yours, but God's." Here they were making the right moves, doing the right things. And then all of a sudden, the guidance of the Lord comes speaking through one of the men that were there. And Jehoshaphat knew that that man was being used of the Lord to speak. All of a sudden, as they had these points, you know, all these four or three points in order, and they were applying them by the leading of Jehoshaphat, all of a sudden, the Lord would start speaking through a man that was standing there, the Bible says. And the man himself knew that it was the Lord. He says, "This is what the Lord says." God's word. You're going to need God's word within your life if you're going to want to recognize Jesus in these end times we're living in. If you're going to want to praise Him and worship Him, you're going to have His instructions within your life. I always say it, I'll say it again. Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. Basic instructions before leaving earth. God's word. Through one of the men I put here, through just one man, and all the army there of Israel, just one man, and the one man you would have thought would have been the king, Jehoshaphat, but God chose to use a man that was standing there to speak through. You see, I believe in my life, when more than just a few people in the church are doing the right thing, I believe when we're all doing the right things, that God can speak through any man, any woman, any youth. I believe that with all my heart. When you are in position and you are applying these steps, God will not only speak to you, but He'll use you at a capacity to speak through you in giving a word to somebody else's life. A timely word, not a word that Jesus loves you, be still, brother, be still, sister. No, but a timely word. A word that comes saying that this battle, you don't have to fight. The Lord's going to fight it for you. Because too many times we worry ourselves crazy over the battle we're facing right now currently within our life. When God is saying, "It's my battle, take your hands off of it. You don't even have to speak to that person no more. It's my battle. Stay in position. It is my battle." Through one of the men made the total difference in the outcome of the battle that would take place that next day. God just needed one man to bring a word, not only to the king, but to all the men and the women and the children and the families. One man, one word. That almost sounds like that commercial. One call, that's all. God used one man, that's all. Because he made one call, that's all you need to make when that one call. When you get locked up and they give you one call in the dugout or the bullpen, whatever you want, you get a call and who do you call? When you're locked up and you need someone to bail you out, who are you going to call upon? Ghostbusters? The law attorney place? One call, that's all? I promise you, call from prison and see if they're going to get you out with one call. They're not even going to take your call. What does this guy think he is, calling me one call, that's all? It's something they say. It's a little, it's a real, you know, it sounds smooth on the commercial, but they don't back that up. One call, that's all. Please. Even the Lord says, keep on knocking. They'll keep calling upon my name. You know. One call, that's all. After you give them a couple of $100,000 for your case and to give your house up and your children and the cat and the dog, when I used to get locked up, the county jail before prison came, man, I would call her. I would call the dude that thought would hook me up. Nothing. At the end, man, I would call mom and dad. They wouldn't even accept the phone call. You know how it comes through. This call is coming through the correctional, da, 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 da. Will you accept the call? Man, they wouldn't even let the answering machine go. They would hang up on me. Because I just didn't make one call. That's all one time. I made that call 1,000 times. I got locked up. This word that God gave the people was the word that brought the total outcome for that next day's, for everybody's life to live, to recognize God. One call, that's all. Have you been calling God lately? Because his benefits are great benefits. There are those dreams and desires that stir in your life on a daily basis, whether you're doing good or bad. The call of God stirs and it speaks to you. And he says, give me a call, that's all. I just want to hear from you. Give me one call, that's all. Because the Bible says, taste, just a taste of me and know that I'm good. One call, that's all. That one word, but they were in position. And the Lord, I believe that day, he just said, meeny, miny, mo, meeny, miny, mo, meeny, miny, mo. I'm going to use him. I'm going to use Tim Van Horn. And he's going to give the word to bring salvation and to all of Milwaukee. I'm using Tim. See, when you're in position, God can use you. When you're in position, he can hook you up. When you're in position, he can work through you to hook somebody else up, like your husband, like your wife, like your children. One call, that's all. I changed the message to time to recognize Jesus. One call, that's all. So when you guys put this on broadcast, that's the title. Amen? A time to recognize Jesus, one call, that's all. You know what? I got 6 and 7. I got 2 more points. And they're the ones I really want to speak about. But I'm going to stop the message right there. I think the Bible says that the Lord is our advocate. When you break down the word advocate, it means our lawyer.
One call, that's all. Praise and worship team, I'm gonna finish on that note right there. As we stand here this day, I believe the Lord is saying, just call on me, man. Just call me. I will pick up the phone. Whether you're backslidden, where you're doing good, I pick up. I'll take your call. You're my son, my daughter. I'm not ashamed of you. But he's saying, make the call. That's all. That's all the Lord wants you to do here this day is make that one call to him. That's what he wants. He says, just make that call. The battle belongs to me. I made one call, that's all, one day, 23 years ago, at the altars of Victory Outreach Salinas, California Church. I made one call to the Lord fresh out of prison the day before. I was all healthy, strong, a pack of smokes in my pocket. And I made just one call to the Lord. I said, Lord, just take these drugs away from me. Because I knew the drugs were coming around the corner, even though I was healthy, even though I was swearing for the 20th time that I would never touch drug addiction again. I knew that that battle was coming. I knew that battle was on its way because I was out. And I made the altar call, not knowing who the Lord was, not knowing his goodness. And I made one call, that's all. I made one call and I just asked the Lord, please take the drugs away from me. I'm a good guy. And I told him, I will do anything you want from my life. But I'm making this one call to you, Lord. If you're real, if you're up there, remove this addiction from my life. Because I know it's coming around the corner. And it's going to take me out again. I made one call, but that one call was made to the Lord, my advocate, my lawyer, my God, my Savior, went to work on that day. I bowed and I broke before the Lord in front of hundreds of people. Something was taking place in my life when I just made that one call, that one request unto the Lord. Because I knew it was a root for me not being who I was supposed to be. Heroin had a grip on my life. Crack, cocaine, acid, women, all that stuff. And though I was healthy and strong and just done many years in prison, I came out, I knew inside that the root of dope was still there. And even though I looked strong within my life, I knew I was weak. And I was just minutes around the corner, that dope sack was going to be presented to me again. I had nothing to lose in the church that day. I made one call to God Almighty that no one can stand against. No addiction, no woman, no power, no demon, nothing that the world can do. I made the one call, that's all, to the one God that was able, and he gave me a word. And I stand here before you 23 years later, still making the call to God. Every morning I make a call to King Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you. I recognize you. I need your guidance today. It's no longer drugs, but it's this or that. I need your guidance today, Lord. I beg you, Lord. Build your church, Lord. Build your church, Lord. Set free that man. Set free that woman. Set free that youth member. Set them free like you set me free.
one call. That's all. Changed the rest of my life 23 years later. I haven't touched a drug, a drop of alcohol, a cigarette, nothing. Because of that one call I made that day. The dope sack, it still lingers. It's still around. I don't allow it to influence me no more because I recognize that Jesus is greater than some substance that allowed me to lose everything, even my life, OD'd 15 times, many years in prison because of a little substance. What's keeping you back? What's got you out of position here this day? What's got you out of position? What's got you out of position? You got to ask yourself. You got to come clean. When you make that call, you got to make that call count because you got one call. One call. Some of you are locked up right now. You're shackled up right now. And God is giving you that one call. Who are you going to make that one call to? Is it to her, to him? Or is it going to be to God Almighty himself? Who will that call go to? One call, that's all. Whatever the song is right now, whatever it is, right there where you're at is your altar call. I want you to make that call, that one call right now. He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore that set me free. He's here right now, and we're all in position for him to do that miracle. Through one call, that's all. Because he's almighty. And there's nobody that can stop him doing what he wants to do in and through your life. Nobody, nobody can stop him. It's just saying Jesus, boom, and he picks up the call. Oh, call him up. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up. Jesus is on the main line. He wants to do a group call, a church call right now. He wants everybody on the line right now. He can answer everybody's phone call at the same time. In California, in Texas, in the Great Lakes region, he can pick up everybody's phone call at the same time. One call, that's all. Deliver. Oh, sanctify right now, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Shayamanda Yerebeles. Picking up calls right now. He is the smooth operator right now. He's picking up all calls. He's putting nobody on hold right now. He's picking up all calls, all calls, calls here this day. Hallelujah. Fall, God. Give them that word. Give them that word they need today, Lord. Give them that word that they can stand on. Give them that word. You did on that day upon that one man. Everybody benefited from that one word. Everybody benefited. Everybody lived. Build your church, Lord. One call at a time. Build your church, Lord, Father God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I believe some of y'all are going to be getting a call from the Lord. From the one call that's all that came from your part in faith, you're going to be getting a call from the Lord. It's called the call of God. The call of God. He's speaking right now. He's speaking. He said, if you could trust me as God Almighty just through one call, that's all. He goes, I can pull that off. I can do it. He says, I'm going to make a call your way. The call of God upon a man's life, a woman's life that's in position through God's grace and mercy. In position. Not none of us deserve this. It's because who God is, why we're given this opportunity here this day. One call, that's all. Father, here this day, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for speaking to us here this day as you spoke to that one man that day, one of Jehoshaphat's men. How you spoke to the whole community. I believe you spoke to all of us here this day, Lord. Because you're the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. I believe you spoke to some in Texas, some in California, wherever they're viewing right now through Facebook. And I believe, I see right now, that many men and women through Facebook made the call to you, Lord. That one call to make, that's all, one call. And I know that you picked up every call right now at this moment, Lord. All lines are red right now. All lines are on right now. And you're answering all these calls at the same time, Lord. You're answering everybody's calls right now. Oh, Lord, let that man know here this day what it's going to take, Lord. Let that woman know what it's going to take, Lord. Let that youth know what it's going to take here this day, Lord, Father God, to be a vessel of honor that belongs to you, Lord, that can be used of you, Lord, in such darkened times as today. Where you can speak through a man, through a woman, to bring guidance, direction that leads to victory. Touch that man, that woman, that youth right now, Lord. All around the world, Father.
and let them know that you are with them. No matter how bad they have messed up, let them know that you are with them, Lord. No matter if they're making all the right moves right now, and times are getting tough in the midst of the battle, let the man of God, the woman of God of obedience, let them know that you are with them. For we are all your children, Lord. We are all your children, Lord, and you want to speak to all, you want to guide your children here this day, and you have. And I pray for an obedience from the men and women and the youth that have heard you speak today, Lord, and that the outcome would be their victory, Lord. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering right there where you're at, here within the congregation, through Facebook, amen. Give them praise, give them worship, amen. Give them praise, give them worship. Give honor where honor is due, amen. God bless each and every one of y'all. Love you guys. I speak for my wife and family in the Church of VO Milwaukee. If you have any questions, if you need guidance, give me a call. That's all. God bless.